I recently read an article describing a conversation between a father and his son. The subject was sports. The son was considering playing football in high school, and he was seeking his father's advice and counsel. The father wisely asked the son what his purpose was in pursuing the game. Did he sincerely desire to play football? Or was his intent merely to be part of something greater than what he was currently doing? Being a member of the team would give him a sense of belonging, of fitting in. There would also be a level of esteem and approval. You see, fellow classmates tend to admire and respect those who are involved in sports, generating a degree of popularity and acceptance. The father advised his son to contemplate his intentions, asking, what did he really want to do? What was his genuine interest, motivation, and expectation? Not what others were doing, or perhaps what others might expect of him, but simply, what did he want to do? Throughout our lifetime, most, if not all of us, have had to contemplate those same questions when making decisions and determinations. Life does not stand still. Life happens. And sometimes it brings changes that demand something of us. Exactly what are our motives and our intentions? Our attitude determines if we consider change to be a challenge or an opportunity. In contemplating a new direction, we may ask, what do I really want to do? What feels right? Is there really an inner green light indicating this is the way? What is my natural intent, my talent, and my ability? In the father and son conversation, the son admitted that the lure of playing sports did offer a sense of camaraderie and friendship. However, he also wanted to play the game, challenging himself in personal ways. His only concern was, would he be good enough to play the game? As a player, would he be able to pull his weight as a team member? Would he measure up to his expectations and to those of others? The father's advice to his son was to listen to his inner feeling, to be aware of his true objectives and intentions. He made him aware there is such a thing as inner guidance. Each of us has a natural intent, something that is compatible with our talents and our ability. Some call it a gut feeling, others simply describing it as knowing without a doubt, or it just feels right. Yes, there is that inner green light indicating this is yours. This is the way. Now, in the father and son conversation, the son understood that the decision was his. He alone would decide whether to play sports or not. Considering his father's counsel, he also knew it would be okay to admit that perhaps another activity would be the better fit. The father also added one more piece of advice. Whatever his son decided to do, the only thing that would be expected of him was that he would give it his best. And really, that is all we can do. When life happens to us, forcing us out of our comfort zone, we are not certain where we will land. It may involve a new job, and we wonder, will we be able to do what is required of us? Perhaps it involves a physical move, and we can only help that we fit in, that others will accept us. Developing new relationships requires attention and commitment. However, are we up to it? And most of all, is our heart in it? No matter what the change may be, if our inner feeling is not involved, we will not be able to give it our best. Now, in our time of contemplation, we may ask exactly, what is our best? How do we even know what this means? Many metaphysical authors advise us to give our best to the world and to our fellow man, meaning give of our highest integrity, knowledge, and understanding that we have at that moment. We cannot demonstrate or bring forth beyond where we are in consciousness at that moment. The thing is this. When we live from our highest sense of self, we are open to growth and unfoldment, expanding into greater and greater depth concerning the realities of life. Now, we are not actually creating anything. Rather, we are simply moving into a higher and larger awareness of what already is. When we give of our best to whatever we are doing, we will advance beyond our present state. Now, this does not mean that we will necessarily like where we find us. However, the open receptive attitude accepts what appears before us as stepping stones to that next adventure. Everything has its purpose. And when that purpose is over, life moves us out of it, into something more compatible and in agreement with our current state of consciousness. The challenge for us is to step aside and allow that inner feeling to do the guiding and the directing. By now, we realize that the inner feeling is not an attribute assigned to the human nature. Our inner feeling does not take direction from our mental thoughts, our experiences, or our ability to make decisions and determinations. Our inner nature marches to the beat of a different drummer, one with the rhythm of all life, receiving clarity and significance from the source that set it all in motion. When we contemplate this morning's lesson, we discover that in order to show our best to the world and to our fellow man, we must live from the awareness of the inner self. Then it is not really a matter of us personally doing anything, but rather allowing the essence of us, the fundamental core of our being, to reveal and instruct. Now our goal is to learn how to do this. Well, the first step is to understand that the inner nature is a spiritual one, meaning it is of God. This is the God presence in the soul of man. Now some call it God or deity. Others may call it Christ or the higher self. It never leaves us or forsakes us. However, we must be consciously aware of it in order to benefit from its presence. Remember the words of Dr. Carrie Muntz. The first thing is to understand there is such a thing as God's presence, not merely a concept or a theory, but an actual presence. And then that next requirement is to realize that we are one with it. Consciously one with this presence, we may now accept its gift of life. It is my good pleasure to give you the kingdom of heaven. And the promise is, all that I have is thine. What I have described is the abundant life and the fruit of the Spirit. Surely this means that health, supply, companionship, Peace, love, and understanding are ours for the taking. Therefore, our first declaration may be, I want to live the spiritual life. Not only do I want to live this life, I personally choose to live it. This is showing forth our best at that moment, revealing where we are in consciousness at that point in time. However, this declaration does not represent the highest form of motivation and intention. This is merely the approach of the human nature, acting in a personal way, claiming power and ability it does not have. The spiritual life is the path of the spiritual self. The spiritual self is the ideal. It is the Christ way. The desires of this being come from the heart and the soul of man. The request of the higher self is to be governed by God, to come under God's laws and not man's. The true attitude of acceptance is this: I want Spirit to lead me. Speak, Lord, I am listening. In Romans 8, we read, For all who are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. Now, when we first attempt to live the way of the Spirit, we may not yet be aware of the Christ self. Oh, yes, we would have read about it, or we would not be chasing after it. However, we do not know there is such a thing as our natural intent, so we are not listening in an inward way. So this is what happens. We approach the spiritual life as a human being, manipulating and maneuvering our way down what we consider the spiritual path. We may begin with the process of changing our thoughts. Now, the practice of thought changing, it may work for a while. However, in time, we are not sure what to think. You see, we have discovered that thinking about health does not produce health, nor does thinking of companionship provide a companion. Merely thinking about supply does not bring us an array of possessions and material goods, nor does it put food on the table or money in the bank. When we are willing to have Spirit lead us, a new light reveals there is but one mind, one provider, and that source is God. However, until we are at that point of acceptance, we continue trying to live the spiritual life according to our own specifications. We make a mistake when we place health and wholeness in bodies, happiness in individuals, success in things, and understanding in thought and reason. To paraphrase a passage in the Bible, be not conformed to a material sense of things and thoughts, but be enlightened by finding and experiencing the kingdom of heaven within the heart. We cannot create activity of the reality, nor do we determine it with thoughts, deeds, and actions. Reality has existence because God created it and put it in place. The thing is this, what we claim we want already has existence, and we must simply allow it to express. This is how it works. For instance, if we want companionship, our whole being embodies it. So go out and be a companion by expressing companionship. Wherever you find yourself is your place for expression. Now, if there is no human being standing around for you to companion with, then go to the park and express companionship with the birds and the squirrels, the trees and the grass. If there is a pond, go to the edge of the water and companion with the bugs and the fish. If there is a garden, go there and companion with the flowers, the shrubs, and the bushes. There is only one life, expressing in various forms of type and species. When you expand your friendship to all life, you will never walk alone. Perhaps we say we want love. Now, I dare say that the fact that we have made this announcement indicates that love seems to be lacking. The remedy is for us to love, to show forth kindness, patience, forgiveness, and compassion. These acts of consideration are for friend and foe alike. True love is unconditional and absolute, not restricted, with no strings attached. There is no judgment concerning if one is worthy or not. The loving thought is free of criticism, judgment, and condemnation. This is showing forth your best to the world, to your fellow man, and most of all, to yourself. Yet, you are merely expressing the qualities that are already in existence. Love exists in the heart of man. We cannot limit or restrict what belongs to the heart. Spirit releases love from the confines of self, sending it forth as a healing balm to all who are weary and in need. Now, this is true of all fruit of the inner nature. I believe the Bible calls it casting your bread upon the waters with the caution. Only the bread you put out comes back to you. Can you now see that expressing the qualities of inner being is spiritual living? And proceeding from the standpoint of, I want to live the spiritual life. There may be times when we expect something in return. Now, on the other hand, when we live life from the assertion, I want to be led by Spirit, the only purpose is to be consciously one with the presence. Give no thought to your life. It's not merely a suggestion. When we dedicate ourselves to spiritual work, we do not try to do it to get something in return, because there is no return that someone can give us. The one led by Spirit has already found his home in God, and therefore, whatever he wants, he gets from God. There is nothing which anyone can give him. The one led by Spirit does not even care if anyone thanks him. His purpose is to please God and not man. You see, what this individual does, he does not do for anyone's sake or approval. He is about his Father's business, and what he does to fulfill God's purpose. The gifts of God reside in the heart and the soul of man. The gifts of the inner nature express through the individual. Each of us has a mode of self-expression, bringing God's perfect plan into manifestation. Now, to one, it may be a teacher, a painter, a sculptor, a carpenter, perhaps a father, a mother, or a housekeeper. Everyone has within himself a capacity for self-expression, which removes him from competition. The one doing spiritual work has in him the idea of God's expression and perfection. This is the difference between a stenographer, a secretary, and a bookkeeper doing God's work, and a stenographer, a secretary, and a bookkeeper merely typing or keeping books to earn a living. There is a difference between good workers and poor workers. One is putting himself into his work as a form of self-expression. The other is merely doing a job, simply hoping to get by. Remember, whatever we do, we give it our best. God planted our best in us as a holy right seed. Nurtured into visibility, it fulfills God's perfect plan for manifestation. It takes spiritual vision, faith, and inspiration to be able to turn from a sense of an external world to the inner light. Inner light reveals the spiritual life as the only reality. Our spiritual consciousness knows and experiences this realm of life as our reality. Here we have the only world there is, the world of life, truth, and love, in which we see all things as they truly are. The grateful heart affirms, I want spirit to lead me. This morning we have the opportunity to claim this for ourselves. Would you join me now in our closing meditation? As we close our worship service, we claim a moment of silence. In the silence, we are in God's presence. The instruction is given, turn within, and you will find me. This is the spiritual realm of life. The place of inner being is God's house. The invitation is given, enter in and be at peace. In quietness and confidence, we become still, going beyond the distraction of human awareness. In the absence of thought, the world melts away. Our spiritual nature, the soul of man, is in charge. We find us in the stream of life, led and guided by that still small voice. With God as the director, we become the beholder, observing life unfold according to God's plan for expression. The command is given, keep your eyes single. Do not be lured or tempted by the lesser condition. I have given dominion to my spiritual child, and you are that child. The single eye of lifted consciousness is your light. Let it go before you, making every crooked place straight. Amen. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May he cause his light to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. Turn within and acknowledge him so that he may lift your consciousness and give you his peace. Amen.
Praise God in all beings. Praise him for him, all ye his truth proclaim. Sing joyful praise unto his name. Amen.
Go in peace and have a blessed week.